This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Roasted turkeys will sit at the center of Thanksgiving meals around the country today. The birds will be carved up, forcing a choice upon diners: white meat or dark? This is also a non-trivial question for an entire industry, one that involves science, globalization, and economics. Marketplace's Sabri Benishur explains.
Thanksgiving divides us into two camps: lovers of dark meat and lovers of white meat. I am in the dark meat category.
Well, you're in the minority.
Thomas Elam is president of Farm Econ.
And we in the turkey industry appreciate your taste for dark meat because it's a product that we wish we could sell more of.
But dark meat's time has come. Oh, yes, it has. Because right now, the price of white meat is surging.
Turkey breast meat now twice its normal level.
The price of dark meat, on the other hand, has fallen dramatically. Why? Bird flu. It skipped over Thanksgiving turkeys, but it hit the turkeys used for parts and meat hard. David Harvey is with the USDA.
Bird flu had two big impacts. One was a reduction in the quantity of birds available for sale.
Fewer birds, less meat, more expensive. That explains the white meat prices. Bird flu's second impact?
The number of countries banned importation of U.S. poultry products.
Countries that normally buy our unwanted dark meat. Without them, tons of glorious dark meat stayed home, deliciously driving down the price. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishur for Marketplace.